Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're spotlighting music from the films of actress Jodie Foster, a very talented lady who actually began acting as a child, had great success early on, and has continued to have success for the entirety of her life, really, as both an actress and then eventually as a director and a producer as well. We've got a lot of interesting scores on tap for today's program, and we're going to begin with a classic, actually the final score from great composer Bernard Herrmann, written for Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Fine music from Bernard Herrmann, written for Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, which featured a very powerful performance by a young Jodie Foster. Next up, we move ahead to 1991 and the classic thriller The Silence of the Lambs, directed by Jonathan Demme, featuring a score by Howard Shore. Take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from composer Howard Shore, written for Silence of the Lambs. Certainly a foreboding score. Let's move to something a bit lighter. Music for the 1991 drama Little Man Tate, written by Mark Isham. It's a fun, jazzy effort. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
A pleasant effort by Mark Isham, written for Little Man Tate. In 1993, composer Danny Elfman wrote a score for the middling drama Summersby, which co-starred Jodie Foster and Richard Gere. The movie itself really isn't anything to write home about, but the score is one of my favorite Elfman efforts of the 90s, a really lyrical and lovely effort. Let's take a listen. That's music by Danny Elfman, written for Summersby. Next up, we have a fun score from composer Randy Newman, written for the 1994 big screen version of Maverick, which co-starred Mel Gibson, Jodie Foster, and James Garner. It's always a pleasure to hear a Newman score, and this one in which he's working in a Western mode is particularly entertaining.
Thank you.
That's music by Randy Newman, written for the 1994 Western Maverick. That same year, Foster starred in Michael Apted's unusual drama Nell. That movie also featured Liam Neeson and Natasha Richardson, and featured an understated score by Mark Isham. Take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music from the films of actress Jodie Foster on the program today. Next up, a fine score by Alan Silvestri, written for an underrated movie by Robert Zemeckis called Contact, a science fiction drama which starred Foster, Matthew McConaughey, James Woods, and Tom Skerritt. Let's take a listen now to some of Silvestri's melody-filled score. A beautiful score by Alan Silvestri, written for Contact. Next up, another gorgeous score, this one from composer George Fenton, written for the 1999 historical drama Anna and the King. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's music by George Fenton, written for Anna and the King. Next up, we have a score written by Marco Beltrami for a smaller film starring Foster, released in 2002, called The Dangerous Lives of Altar Boys. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by Marco Beltrami, written for The Dangerous Lives of Altar Boys. Next up, a sensitive piece by composer James Horner from the thriller Flight Plan.
Thank you.
Music from Flight Plan, written by James Horner. We're just about out of time on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next time for more film music here on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. In the meantime, we're going to wrap things up with a selection from composer Patrick Doyle, written for the family drama and fantasy adventure Nim's Island. I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you have a great week, and I'll be back at you later.